The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
With me is Senator Frances Black. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Anton. How are you?
I'm very good. I want to talk to you about the Occupied Territories Bill, because obviously this has been something that you have been driving for seven, eight years now at this point, yeah. And theoretically we're on the cusp of it landing. Before that, you are being discussed a lot as a possible front-running candidate for the presidency. Is it a job that would interest you?
Do you know what, Anton? This is kind of, I feel kind of a little bit overwhelmed by, I suppose, the rumours. And, you know, what had happened was early this year, after the Shannon election, I was approached by some of the smaller parties in Leinster House. And really, it was just, like, honestly, it was just, would you be open for the conversation? And all I said was, ah, yeah. It was in the middle of a discussion about the Occupied Territories Bill, actually. So it wasn't even on, you know, and I said, ah, yeah, I'm open to a conversation. And that's as much as I said. And after that, nothing has happened. I haven't, you know, heard any more. There's been no discussions.
But you've undoubtedly given it a bit of personal thought. And has that personal thought warmed you towards the notion?
No, not really. I'll be honest. It's not something I'm seeking. It's not something I'm actively looking for. I know that the campaign, I've seen how other campaigns have been run, and they have been absolute, I could only describe, bloodbaths. So it's not something that I would want, to be honest with you. So I honestly, don't get me wrong, in the beginning, I was really like, oh my God, this is such a privilege to be even considered, you know, or, you know, especially when the rumours kind of really took off, I was going, wow, you know, I mean, and my family were going, wow, Frances, what are you going to, like, it was really, it was overwhelming, to be honest with you. I mean, you know.
But you're ruling yourself out despite that?
I probably am 98% sure I'm not doing it. If that's any good to you, if that's going to answer your question, 98%. Look, the door is kind of, there's a little kind of light there that maybe, I don't know, but nobody has come to me. It's quite late in the day for me, I feel, you know, to even consider getting prepped for something like this. I'd say I'm probably saying no, I'm not going to do it. So, but look, you know, as I say, there's a 2% chance if somebody came to me and really convinced me, you know, I would say, okay, somebody said to me, look, this is something that, you know, you should really consider, blah, blah, blah. I'm still open to a conversation, but it is very late in the day. That's now, where I'm at the moment, Anton. It's very late in the day. And there's a not, you know yourself what these campaigns are like. Like, I'm really been focused in the last 3 months. Well, for the last 7 years, actually, on the Occupied Territories Bill, but it has obviously come to the fore very much so in the last 3 months. And
well, can I ask you about that? Because the sense that I get is that there was obviously, and in large part thanks to your work, momentum, but that there seems to be an underlying sort of sotto voce sense of we need to be economically careful about continuing to put our head above the parapet when it comes to matters related to Israel. Are you feeling that pushback, or am I reading too much into the kind of situation, into the context?
I don't feel that. Don't get me wrong. I think there was conversations, but since what's going on in Gaza at the moment, we're seeing devastating images on our screens every day. You know, I mean, outrageous. I mean, only this week we saw the image of a child crawling through the flames of a makeshift hospital, you know, trying to get to safety. We know, like, the inhumanity of it all, the brutality. I mean, it's just part of a relentless descent into absolute genocide, into darkness. And yet, you know, we're all watching this, we're witnessing these horrors, and we feel absolutely powerless. And I just think, you know, that for now, I can't even imagine what the trauma is like. So this is the least we can do. This is a small step towards real consequences to what Israel are doing. It's ethnically cleansing Gaza, and they're, you know, and also don't forget what's going on in the West Bank. And we're not hearing what's going on over in the West Bank and the terror that people are living under, where, you know, their houses are being taken off. We hear this week that there's more settlements going to be built. This is breaking international law. Like, I mean, nobody's doing anything about it. Absolutely. The world is watching and nobody is doing anything about it. And we have, thankfully, and I have to say, you know, in fairness to the Taoiseach, and he has said this to me publicly this week, that he is open to really pushing this. And, you know, it's a very important step. And I'm really relieved to see. I mean, I've been working on
this. So what do you think
this.
That means, Senator, in real terms? What's your expectation of the Taoiseach now?
Well, my hope, obviously, he brought it to the cabinet this week, and which is brilliant. From my perspective, I think it needs to be done very quickly. And that's what I've been pushing the Taoiseach on. No more delays, to do it right, to pass the bill in its full capacity. And I think he has committed to getting this into pre-leg scrutiny, the committee for Foreign Affairs Committee, as soon as possible. In fact, he said that in the Dáil this week. He said he's going to bring it in June. We'll get it into pre-leg scrutiny. And for me, I feel it would be really important to get that done. And when we get that done, then I suppose that get it done as quickly as possible.
Do you trust him to deliver?
I feel he's genuine, but it's very hard because I've been here a few times before. So I do feel he's genuine. When I had that conversation with him, I do think he cares. I do think it's impacting him, what's happening in Gaza. I mean, I don't think any human being, it wouldn't impact. You know, we're all seeing it on a daily basis. It's outrageous. So I do feel he's genuine on this. And I do think with the right political will, we could get this, you know, into the Dáil very quickly after, you know, maybe in the early stages of the autumn after pre-leg scrutiny. And, you know, I think it would be fantastic. I personally would love to see it. I would love to see our own president signing this bill into law. That would be, and I think he's going in November. So I think it would be brilliant to see Michael D signing this bill into law. And that's what my hope is for this bill, that we get it done as soon as is possible. And, you know, I am hopeful. I am hopeful. But it's very hard. I've been here a few times. So let's see what happens. And I do think the activists and the people who've the NGOs that I've been working with, who have been very dedicated to the apartheid regime that's happening in Palestine, you know, everybody is, there's so many people out there who want this. I mean, Ireland, the people of Ireland want this. And I think now is the time to do it. And it's only one small step, actually. It's only one small step to real consequences to what Israel are doing. And my hope is that they pass the bill in its entirety and that they don't take out services, because services issue is so important.
Given,
you know,
what you're saying, Senator, I should tell you, we are getting texts that are focused very strongly on that 2% positivity you had towards the presidency and suggesting that they would like to see it expand. What is the 2% grounded in? What is it that has that door still slightly open? Just so we know.
I suppose there's a part of me that feels, if this is the only thing for me, Anton, if I'm the right person, I'm not sure I am, but if I am the right person, then that's the 2%, you know, and I do feel I have a responsibility to consider it. That's Senator, really what it is. That's all it is.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Senator Francis Black.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.